Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. I want to call your attention to Psalm 119 and our call to worship in the second verse and the 10th verses, which bring out a very important phrase that I hope that we can emphasize this morning. Verse 2 says, "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart." And then down in verse 10 it says, "With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy commandments." You know, I wonder how many could give a testimony as the psalmist here says, "With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy pathways." You know, we're living in days where we serve the Lord with a partial heart. A partial heart. Have you ever, and I, having kids, this happens on a regular basis, when you go to the pizza place and you buy pizza and you come home and the kids devour it and you go back and you open the box of pizza to see if there's anything left and you'll find one there that has a big chunk bit out of it. Everybody know what I'm talking about? All right, now, when it's your own kids, you know the germs you're getting, all right? So it's not like this life and death. But if it's after, you know, tonight we're having a pizza party. Now, if I come along a box and I open it up and there's a big mouthpiece, bit out of it, I'm not going to eat that pizza, right? Because you don't know who did that, all right? And so you got this partial piece of pizza. Or let's go a step further with it. Let's say, you know what, Pizza Hut here in Milton is really good pizza, but it is kind of expensive, so what I'm going to do is tonight I'm going to go down there and I'm going to go through the dumpster. Surely, there are pizzas in there that are still inside the box that didn't get claimed in the drive-thru, so I can get those and take them home. Now, we kind of are revulsed by that. I'm not going dumpster diving for anything, much less pizza. But you think about that, that's what we do to God so many times. We go dumpster diving in the world for what good we can find out of it when God has called us to be pure. And to be pure, I have to serve Him with what kind of heart? Whole heart. A whole heart. Hopefully over the next few weeks, I'm going to show you from God's Word this expression, whole. That God desires the whole of you. He doesn't want a part-time servant. He wants a full-time servant. He doesn't want part of your heart. He wants all of your heart. And that is so important to grasp as you look at the Word of God, as you seek to serve Him. You've got to serve Him with your whole heart. Ladies, when you got married, did you expect your husband to be devoted to you with his whole heart? Absolutely. Men, did you feel that way? You young ladies and young men that are just moving into that stage of life where you're looking, you know, maybe in the next few years to get married, do you not expect that that individual is going to give you their whole heart? That's what makes a marriage. The same thing goes with working in a workplace. The same thing goes with working in a ministry. Same thing goes in anything worthwhile in life. If you're not going to give your whole heart, then you should never start it to start with. You're wasting your time. God wants us, in this verse of Scripture, as it says, "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart." Seek, go after Him with your whole heart. And then, as you do that, you can align yourself with the testimony of the writer of this particular chapter in verse 10. "With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy commandments." Lord, I have sought Thee with my heart. Now, Lord, keep me from wandering off. Keep me on the right pathway. Keep me with a whole heart in service to Thee. That's what God desires. And this morning, what kind of worship does He desire from you and from me? Worship that comes from what? The whole heart. Not thinking about what I'm doing this afternoon, not thinking about the pizza party after church tonight. Boy, I can't wait for that. And thinking about all kinds of things other than what? The worship of God. That's why we've met here. May God help us in that regard to worship Him with a whole heart.